City of Powell River Council will consider the first three readings of a new Parks, Recreation and Culture Fees and Charges bylaw. At the April 27 City Finance Committee meeting, Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture Tara O'Donnell introduced the proposed bylaw, which would recommend a two-year duration, with most fees increasing by 3.5% annually. The city's Parks, Recreation and Culture Department has many programs and services that we offer the public and user fees are required, said O'Donnell. The fees account for approximately one-third of the recreation complex's operating expenses. Before these fees and charges are implemented, it's the requirement that council approve the recommended fees. Services we are talking about include swimming, fitness, arena drop-ins, admission fees to the complex, recreational programs provided by the department, as well as facility and park rentals. O'Donnell said to better project revenues and respond to recent rapid increases in inflation, the staff recommendation is for amendments to the bylaw for the next 2 years. We are finding that with inflation rates and the changes that have happened over the pandemic, and trying to analyze trends as fast as they are happening about recovery and people coming back, we felt it would be prudent to look at a review of this bylaw for a two-year period, said O'Donnell. She said in 2022, the average annual inflation rate in BC was 6.9%, which is the highest it has been in 40 years. She said Powell River Recreation Complex is nearing what is considered the end of its functional life expectancy. The city has embraced a fulsome rehabilitation plan with the primary goal of extending the life expectancy for a minimum of 25 years, she added. That's a key factor when we consider our fiscal operating challenges, both now and into the future, said O'Donnell. Notwithstanding the challenges of how we recoup our revenue and ensure we remain financially and fiscally responsible, we also know, through research, how important the value of active living and providing opportunities for our residents is. We want to make sure our user fees are fair and accessible, as well as providing no and low-cost opportunities. It's a very important factor to reducing barriers for those living at or below the poverty line. O'Donnell said to address this, the proposal is for a modest 3.5% annual increase in most fees over the next 2 years. She added that the department is proposing to hold fees steady for the most vulnerable residents, namely children, youth and super seniors, 85 years old and older, for the next 2 years. Concerned Councillor Cindy Elliott said she is mostly in favor of increasing the fees but shared concern about access for children and families who are low income. I'm wondering if we also maybe need a program that allows low-income families to get passes for their children to participate at our recreation complex facilities, added Elliott. O'Donnell said there are assistance programs and there are requirements to determine whether families meet the needs. She said there is also a family tier in pricing which includes two parents and up to four dependents, which provides a significantly reduced rate, and provides good value. Elliott said some families cannot send children because their family income is quite low. I would like those children to go to the pool and I would like us to have a program that works for those families, said Elliott. Councillor Jim Palm asked about Dwight Hall rentals, which would have fees charged per day rather than per event under the proposed bylaw. He said people come in and set up, have their event, and then usually spend the next day cleaning up. Does that mean they are going to be charged for the 3 days? Asked Palm. O'Donnell said the intent is that if there are people occupying the space and it is not rentable because of that, then they are paying for the use of the space. If they require an additional day beyond what we already provide, we are proposing that we are giving a full day for setup to take into account a half day sometimes isn't enough, said O'Donnell. We are not trying to make giant amounts of revenue from individuals here, but the intent is that our existing bylaw doesn't speak to the fact that we now have multi-day events, and it doesn't make sense to also take away revenue-generating opportunities. We are trying to modernize our approach and make it crystal clear, so people know what they are getting in a rental. Finance Committee Chair Trina Isakson noted that after rentals, there was a provision for takedown up until noon the next day as part of the rental. The Finance Committee voted to send the proposed bylaw to City Council for the first three readings.